The first thing that I recommend that you do is you offer an open house and back to school. Now, keep in mind, we're all in a different time. The South tends to go to back to school around August, where the North is going back to school around September. But nonetheless, no matter what the time is, offer an open house. And the reason why we recommend this is because this is what parents are conditioned to. If your children do other sports, such as dance or gymnastics, you're going to find that every September, these other industries offer an open house. Now, they provide an open house. Dance studios do it. Gymnastic studios do it. So, of course, we do it because parents are used to that. Once the kids get into school and they get settled back to a routine, parents start looking for activities to do with their children. So an open house is a perfect time to give them the opportunity to come into your school, participate in some classes and see the value, and, of course, offer some type of special. But here's just a few tips on things I would do. There's a couple of ways you can do it. Always have your demo team perform when you do your open houses. So you may offer, for example, we call them little dragons, the smaller kids, the 5 and 6 and 7 year old kids. You may offer a little dragons class and then do a demo. And then you may offer a karate kids class and then do another demo. But it's good to have that type of excitement. Decorate your entire school. Weeks prior to the open house, make sure you decorate your school. Let the students know that this is what you're offering, because what makes the open house, not only does the Facebook marketing help, but what makes the open house a success is your students. As your students are spreading the word, as your students are telling their friends, it's almost kind of sort of like a buddy day, or where your students are going to bring friends to the open house and they get to participate in some classes. And one of the things that we like to do is we like to give rewards for our students. So if you bring a buddy, you get a reward. We find adults love to receive pro shop bucks, because they want to buy apparel, they want to buy sparring gear, they want to buy t-shirts. So that's really meaningful to them. Where the kids, they like to receive rewards. So for example, in times past, we would give any student that brought a friend to the open house, we'd give them a pair of glow chucks, and then we'd let that student come for free to a glow chuck seminar. And the glow chuck seminar would simply just teach them a glow chuck form, and we'd have a pizza party. But it's our reward of showing, it's our way of showing our appreciation that they're supporting the school. So that's an idea of how you can reward your students for supporting the open house. And of course, prior to the open house, about 2 weeks prior to the open, we stop teaching intros at our school. We do one-on-one intros. We stop that. We invite everybody to the open house. So that's really packed. It's full. It's buzzing. And there's a lot of good ideas that we can share. I don't want to take up too much time on one idea, but there's a lot of good steps that we can share with you through an outline that we can provide for you. So an open house is definitely one of the strategies that you want to work. And you're going to see how this all ties in a minute, because we're going to go over some other stuff and they can all funnel back to the open house. The second idea is school talks. So a lot of teachers want to start the year off right with their students. And what better than to have you come into their school and talk to the students about discipline, about respect, about following directions, about treating people with kindness and dignity and courtesy and black belt courtesy. So school talks, we found, again, in September or whatever it is, August, you know, your back to school season, we found school talks to be the perfect time. You simply just pass out to your students a letter, and it's almost like show and tell. You pass out to your students a letter, they bring the letter to the teacher, and basically the letter just says, "Hey, Mr. Garcia, it's coming to my attention that you and I have a student in common. Kirsten is one of my brown belts," and the letter just goes on to say, you know, "We would love to have come into your school, and here's what we're going to teach, X, Y, and Z. Here's how it's going to help your classes. And in fact, Kirsten's going to demo it mostly with me and teach most of it with me." A couple of things happen here. Number one, the student is just on cloud nine, because they're going to bring the uniform to class. They're going to get a chance to show off in front of everybody. They're going to be your little assistant. And the teachers just love this, because the teachers want to do this for their student. They think it's a great idea, and it's a great way example to set for the other students. Another good idea, you want to talk about holding your student accountable. You can't go up and talk about discipline and respect and following directions, and your own student doesn't do it. So it helps hold your student accountable, and that's what we tell the parents. That's why we like it. And don't be surprised. We have done many of these, and as a result, they ask you to come back and do other classes. Sometimes they ask you to come back and do the entire auditorium. That has happened many times. So idea number one, open house. Idea number two, school talks. Okay. Idea number three, for the adults now. We find September is the perfect, or back to school. Once the kids get settled down and they get into their routine, and now the parents, they want to get into their routine, and most likely during the summer, most likely they kind of let their workout subside a little bit because they were distracted with the beach and parties and everything else. So we found back to school is the perfect time to target the adults as well. Now, we do a women's self-defense seminar. And it just brings in a lot of people. We promote it through Facebook. We boost it through the community, and it brings in a lot of women into the school. Now, here's the thing: if you're going to do a women's self-defense seminar, I could just give you a couple of tips. Number one, it has to be relevant. Okay, you got to teach some real practical self-defense that's going to address their concerns. Number two, it has to have a theme. What we call the purple cow, and that's a story for another time. But the purple cow simply means you can't just keep offering a seminar after seminar, because after a while it just gets boring. It's just more of the same. Each seminar has to have a theme. So for example, we're doing one soon, and we're actually doing what's called a runner seminar. This is for folks, the women that run outside, and I subscribe to Runner's Magazine, and they said, check this out, 68% of women that run outside feel unsafe. Okay, 68%, that's a lot. They had over 50% have ran outside, and somehow, some way, were either, you know, men were calling, catcalling, I think they call it, out to them. Maybe some even got followed, or someone they were running saw somebody and felt uncomfortable. So we decided we're gonna do a runner seminar. We're gonna teach some real practical self defense based on research on how when women are running, they get attacked. This is huge, massive turnout. We boosted it through Facebook, and it's just a gigantic turnout. We've done abduction seminars before. We've done defend yourself from the ground, defend yourself from being attacked from behind, defend in a parking lot. Again, it's attractive to them because it addresses real concerns. That's number one. And you just want to make sure that every woman is self-defense. But the opportunity is you're getting a lot of people to come in your school and see your value. Now, real quick, I know I'm talking fast, but I know we have limited time. Why would you do this in back to school? I have a friend of mine who owns a gym, and I found this absolutely fascinating when he told me this. He said, everyone tends to think that January is the big time when people are setting goals and they want to get back into the gym. He said it's actually September. Happy with their diet, and they're not working out. So September comes, and everyone kind of wants to get back in that routine. The kids go back to school. The parents have more time. They want to get back in there. And you may have found this in your dojos. September is always a great time of year for everybody. So this is why we recommend plugging in some type of adult opportunity. So idea number one, open house. Idea number two, school talks. Idea number three, women's self-defense seminar. Fourth idea, and we're going to hold it there. Fourth idea is I recommend at the back to school season to change your messages of the week. So obviously we're all doing messages of the week, but I recommend we change them. And during your, whatever the month is for you, August or September, your themes for your message of the week should talk about helping the kids have a great back to school season, or a great school season, we should say. And what you're going to do is in the month, if you do one message a week, each week pick a theme that's going to address, you want to set the kids up for success. We want the kids to have a great school year. And we're going to give them some tips on how to do that. So I wrote down a couple ideas of what we do at our schools. Let me just share this with you. The first one is you should talk about how to have the right mental attitude for a great school year. Message number one, how to have a right mental attitude, which of course, a positive mental attitude. We're all going to have challenges. We're all going to have obstacles, but leaders never doubt themselves. They know they can do it. Another great message would be perseverance, because you're not going to be perfect at everything. Everybody struggles somewhere, but you want to have a good attitude of perseverance and seeing things through. We always talk to them about be the difference maker. Okay, don't go looking in school how many friends you're going to have. Go looking to be a friend. Go be a leader. Treat people with respect. Treat people with dignity. And people who treat other people that way have no shortage of friends. We talked about the law of influence. Choose your friends wisely. We give them a story about how influence is really powerful. And even though you may be a good kid and you may want to make the right decisions, if you're around people that make those bad decisions, it's only a matter of time before that affects you. And lastly, I always like to talk about respect for self. Put your best step forward. Put your best foot forward this year. Have respect for yourself. People who respect themselves give their best effort. Why? Because they respect themselves. So talk to them about that. You want to take these messages, record them, and share them with your Facebook groups. So if your dojo, all your parents should be a part of a private Facebook group. So example, name my school's America's Best Defense, and all my parents are a part of America's Best Defense Karate Kids. And this is my way of mass communicating to all these parents. Well, take these messages, record them very professionally. Okay, try not to do it in your car, be at the dojo, very professionally record these, and then post them on the groups and let them know that we're trying to help the kids have a record-breaking year. This builds value in your school. The parents share them. The next thing I would recommend is take those same messages and boost them through Facebook throughout your community and establish yourself as the expert in your area, that you're here to help. Let me just recap them. Idea number one is open house. We have an open house outline that we can share with you if you need it. I just want to contact either through Facebook, a message, but we can certainly share that with you. But it's a good time to do an open house. Number two is school talks. It's a great time to do school talks. School teachers want to start the year off right. Number three, some type of what we call a VIP event. We're going to use a women's self-defense seminar, but have an event in your school that causes your students to bring buddies or friends into the school. Because right then and there, adults are also looking to get back into a routine and start working out again. And number four, your message of the week. Change the theme to back to school. Provide messages that are going to help the kids have a great back to school year. Share those messages on your Facebook groups with your parents and also boost them throughout the community because it gives you exposure. People start to see that, you know, this person really knows what they're talking about. I want my child to be influenced by this person.